You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
So the truth is, I never wanted this. That's what I'm titling this episode today. I never wanted this. I talked about this a little bit on the Solemn Attention Podcast, Unfiltered. And I've also talked about it a little bit on the Solemn Attention Podcast about my story and kind of how I landed where I am today. And just to jump us off, everything that I'm doing right now, professionally and in business, was never my plan. This is not what I wanted or what I saw for my life. And that might be odd to a lot of you, like, man, but you've done so many things, you've had successes, you're like, what do you mean this wasn't a part of your plan? What do you mean this wasn't your preference? What do you mean you never wanted this? This wasn't my plan. I had my life's journey set up to be an attorney. I had it all figured out. I was going to be a child and family attorney, advocating for youth. I had it all planned out. But life shifted and I found myself in the education. Life shifted and I found myself as an entrepreneur. But I never wanted this. I never wanted to be out front with the brand, talking in front of this mic. I never wanted this. My plan was to live my life in the shadows as a small town attorney, making impact one person at a time. And that was my why. And that was my true north. And I was going to be happy. That was my plan for my life. I don't have any regrets. This is not an episode of regret. This is an episode to give you a different perspective about purpose. But the truth is, as I've grown and matured, I've understood that my decision and my desire to be an attorney, while it sounded good, while my heart might have been in the right place, while there may have been some alignment for my life, that was not God's will for my life. That was not my true purpose. I wouldn't have been fulfilled. But also behind that was this secret insecurity of wanting to be in the shadows. Because part of my trauma, I was made to feel like that I needed to be in the shadows. And so I picked, or I believed, or who I thought that God created me to be was based off of an insecurity. It was not based off my talents and gifts and desires. So I never wanted this. I never wanted this success. I never wanted the pressure. I never wanted this, but what I will say is that not only has my life been fulfilled, not only has I been able to live a life that I wouldn't have had doing what I wanted to do, I've had doors open up, I've had doors closed, I've had doors open, I've had opportunities presented, I've created. I mean, when I look at my life, there's no way that I would have been where I am today had I tried to do what I wanted to do. It was simply a decision to submit my life to purpose. And so what happened was, specifically, I had my plans to go to law school. I'm talking toured law schools, had them picked out, took the LSAT exam, even had schools I was about to apply for. But I remember that senior year of college, and I graduated in May, but I made this life change in March. My entire career, I was going to be an attorney. I interned for the governor's office. I had it all lined up. I had everything on my resume set for me to be that attorney. But the March of my senior year of college, I graduated in May. So in the span of 2 months, I completely shifted my life. That's crazy when I talk about it. But for some reason, I remember specifically, I was sitting in front of the computer applying for law schools, and it didn't feel good anymore. I had this overwhelming feeling of, it was almost as if I never wanted to be an attorney at all. It was crazy. It was like I had spent 3 years, almost 4 years. Three and a half. Again, giving you the time period. Law, 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 law. That's all I wanted to do. But in a period of 2 months before I graduated, the way my mind shifted, it was almost like I never wanted to be an attorney because nothing about it felt good anymore. Nothing. It was crazy. And so I sat in front of that computer and I closed it. And this sounds real dramatic, but this is how it went. I closed that computer and I said, well, I'm going to start a career in education. And my sister had always told me that I was going to be an educator, and I rejected it because, again, I had my own plan. But it was almost like I had this overwhelming feeling of, Solomon, this is what you shouldn't do, but Solomon, this is what you should do, and I felt good about it. It's weird, but some of you have been there, these life shifts, right? People think you're crazy, but what you do or what you're doing now gives you so much life, and you feel so good, and you're so at peace. And it was like a war zone doing something else. That's how I felt. And I made that shift. And so the crazy thing is that when I made that shift, I said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go get my master's degree in education. I'm going to try to be a teacher. Got into a master's degree program before May. And then I said, well, I got to get a job. I found a teaching job all in 2 months between March and May. A teaching job opened up. A door opened up. But what makes it even more interesting is I remember I was trying to get a teaching job. I obviously did not get a degree, my bachelor's in teaching, because I was going to law. So I was like, how am I going to get a teaching job when I didn't spend my career trying to study for, so you know, sociology? Maybe, what am I? So I remember, probably by April, I had got like a part-time coaching job, and it was also like a teaching assistant, a para job. So I was like, okay, I've secured full-time employment with benefits, and I'm going to be in education. I figured, well, I'll do this for a year, get my name out there, and then once I get my master's, a full-time teaching job opened up instead of being an assistant teacher. So a paraprofessional is what they call it. So I thought I still had a good plan. So I did with HR, did all the paperwork to be a para and to be an assistant coach. Went out there, met the school, the principal, all this type of stuff. So the principal, but in his office, he saw my resume, he saw my background, he saw my education. And about 2 weeks after I got hired, he called me. He said, hey, Solomon, I know you're going to be starting next school year as a coach and a paraprofessional, but one of the coaches that we were also trying to bring on to teach history, he's not coming. He can't come. He quit. So we got an extra teaching job open, and we're going to place you in it. And so all of a sudden, I went from being a teacher's assistant to a full-time teacher in the summer, and I found myself August of that year teaching high school juniors, freshmen and seniors. And the rest is history. Why am I telling you that story? Because that's purpose. Purpose will open up doors for you that you did not even expect. Purpose will fast track and catapult you to get where you're supposed to be, whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not. Your gifts and your talents, or your gifts and your talents and where you're supposed to be, is where you're supposed to be. And when you find out your true north, your why, you will see how life will open up for you. It's not because you're perfect. It's not because you're so special. It's because you're living your why. You're living your true north. You're in your purpose. You're exercising your gifts. So what's work for other people is not work for you. Doors that's hard for other people to get into, they're not hard for you. Working late hours on something that's your gift, some people think you're crazy. You don't see it that way. I mean, right? So that this is a long episode, but I want to talk to you about the power of purpose, but even to let you know, I still didn't want it. So I've had to turn down the volume of what Solomon wanted to be who I believe that God has created me to be. And I've saw that my life has came full circle. So I never wanted this. And so I wonder, for those of you that are listening, you got gifts, you got talents. I wonder what things in your life that you are created to do, that you know you should do, that you feel good about doing, but you don't want to. For whatever reason, it wasn't your plan, it wasn't your preference, don't pay what you want. All these excuses that we make, but it's that thing that you know, if you were doing it, it would drive and get you up every day and you would make impact, but you don't want to do it. I want to challenge you to think about that and to hear from me that I never wanted this. So I'm just like you. I have made a conscious choice to live out my purpose. Even though I recognize that what I wanted to do was pick from a place of insecurity, I'm stubborn. It still wasn't my plan. There are days where I say, you know what? I'm still young. I could go to law school. I could go. But then the other side of me says I would never go back to school again. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? And I see all the great things that I'm doing now, and I get got fulfilled. And I have a part two about this when I found out that law wasn't for me, and that I did make the right decision. That'll be a part two. But sometimes, you know, your gifts are not what you want. But that doesn't mean that it's not where you're supposed to be and how you should contribute to this world. All right. Episode done.